Santa Florentina Castle. In order to trace the origins of the Santa Florentina Castle, we need to look back to Canet's original fortified house. We can start to talk about the Santa Florentina Castle from 1881, when Ramon de Montaner y Vila, or owner of the publishing house Editorial Montaner y Simon, decided to buy the heavily damaged property with a view to convert it into his summer residence. The building had previously belonged to his ancestors, a fact which helped him decide to invest a significant part of his fortune into restoring and enlarging the castle. The first task to be carried out on the old building was restoring the Santa Florentina Baroque Chapel. Having said this, the biggest project was the extension which Ramon de Montaner appointed his nephew Luis Domenech y Montaner to carry out. The building work was undertaken at the beginning of the 20th century. The owner didn't want just any refurbishment, rather he insisted on completing the project using original medieval materials to convert the building into an authentic castle. Prestigious modernist sculptures took part in the project, including Antoni Samara, Didac Manzana, and Carles Lotanz. In order to recreate different atmospheres in the Gothic style, Luis Domenech y Montaner, with the help of his nephew Ricard de Carmine, acquired original pieces from the Tayat Monastery in Lleida, amongst other places. The extension work started at the beginning of 1896, commencing with the courtyard. In 1909, the date we can see over the main entrance to the castle, the King of Spain officially inaugurated the castle. The building works, however, continued until the end of 1916. The end result was a large enclosure, where the towers, machicolations, and battlements create the feeling of being in a real medieval castle. The courtyard, Gothic gallery, and the crypt all served to intensify the sensation of being in a fortress. Domenech y Montaner decided to cover all the exterior of the castle with new stonework, even covering part of the original medieval stones, with the aim of achieving a seamless integration with the new construction. In fact, the only part of the castle where the original wall face of the old fortified house can be seen is from the inside, specifically in the courtyard. Here we can also see the cloisters from the Tayat Monastery, with Domenech relocated in the castle as a gallery. You gain access to the castle through a large voussoired gateway, flanked by two lions sculpted by Antoni Samara. At the top of the castle, in addition to the battlements, we can see 60 gargoyles sculpted by Carles Lotanz. As for the castle's interior, the great throne room is particularly noteworthy. It was here that Ramon de Montaner, once he was named Count of the Val de Canet, received his official visits. The marble floors, the grand ceiling with wood engravings, and the stained glass windows lend the space a stately air. A large fireplace crowned with the Montaner shield and adorned with the Didac Manzanas stone relief designs can also be seen here. The crypt, initially the space in the castle that most clearly follows a more purely modernist style, was designed by Luis Domenech y Montaner in order to place the remains of Florentina Malato, Ramon de Montaner's deceased wife. Located underneath the Santa Florentina Chapel, it is elaborately decorated, with the tomb lying in the center. Here we can see the reclining figure of the Lord of the Castle's wife, sculpted by Miquel Blay. Didac Manzana's studio was commissioned to conduct the sculptural work on the property, and the building's work was finished off with ceramic frieze featuring symbolic scenes from the Festa de las Virgues, drawn by Josep Tirado.